We're going to do Daf Ayin Aleph in Erevin. We're going to start with the bottom of Daf Ayin Amud Beis. The Gemara previously had just discussed whether if somebody is Yerish a property in the middle of Shabbos, whether or not he's able to be in the Vatel Lezer Shos. Because generally speaking, if a person had the ability to make an Erev Shabbos, that allows him to have the ability to be in the Vatel on Shabbos also. So now we're stuck with a situation where a person Yarshin the property in the middle of Shabbos, so he's going to he really officially didn't have the ability to join the Erev Erev Shabbos, but now he has the ability because he owns the property. He has the ability to be mevatel. So the question is he like a continuation of the first person, and therefore he should be allowed to be mevatel, or is he a new person, and a new person that comes along on Shabbos does not have the right to be mevatel? So the Gemara starts. We're going to start from the Tashma on the bottom of Ayin Amud Beis, two lines from the bottom. Tashma. Yisrael v'ger shruyin b'megura achas. If you have a Jew and a ger, who's also a Jew, but he was not born Jew, and the case has to be that he doesn't have any yarshim, and they're living in the same megura. So of course, if they wanted to, they could be mishtateh. However, they weren't. U'meis ger. And then the ger died, and we'll see exactly when the person died. So mi b'ayjoyim, if he died erev Shabbos, so now theoretically there was an ability to somebody. Anybody could have taken possession of his property, because a ger without yarshim, anybody who makes a kinyan, a proper kinyan on it, is allowed to take possession of the property. So somebody could have had that possession and therefore had the ability to make an erev Shabbos. So the Braisa continues, says afal tisha hichzik Yisrael acher benechosav, even if another yid acquired his possessions, usher, he's going to be usher. Meaning, the Gemara is going to understand this initially to say that he's going to usher for the entire Shabbos, because he had the ability to take the Erev Shabbos, and he didn't. So therefore, he's going to make the, and he didn't do an Erev, and therefore he can't do Bittel either. So we seem to see, it sounds like that if you get possession of a property in the middle of Shabbos, you cannot make an Erev. We're going to get back to that in a second. But just to finish the price, so it says, Mishachashecha, if the ger only died on Shabbos itself, so there was never time on Erev Shabbos to come into possession of the property, even if nobody else acquired possession to that property, it doesn't aser, and we'll see, because there was a period on Shabbos when it was completely mutter, so therefore we allow it to continue to be mutter the rest of the Shabbos, even though right now the property belongs to somebody else. Now the Gemara is going to take this apart, because the price of the way it's written doesn't really make any sense. Hogufa kasha. The price itself is difficult. Amrit mi ba'oid yoim. First we said that if the ger dies erev Shabbos while it's still daytime, afal pi shehichzik, even if somebody was machzik, it's going to be usur. So that sounds like v'loy mi ba'oid ki loy yichzik. That sounds like, so if when he acquired it as a problem, even though he acquired it as a problem, it sounds like if nobody acquired it, then it's for sure a problem. So that sounds like if nobody acquired it, it's going to be a problem. If nobody acquired the other property, so then why should there be any issur whatsoever? If nobody acquired it, and all you have left is one person owns the whole property. I mean, yes, it's true there is another piece of property there, but nobody owns it. There's no reason why it should be usur. So the logic is flipped. It doesn't make, the way it's written is backwards from what the svar is. If nobody owns the other property, it should be mutter, not usur. So Amar Rav Papa, Ema Afal Pi Shaloi Hichzik. So say, you're right, even though nobody took it, it's still going to be usur, because in fact there's another property, and as we explained, since the beginning of Shabbos it was usur, we're going to make it usur for the rest of Shabbos. So, v'ha afal pi shehichzik katani, but that's not what it says. It says, even though somebody else did acquire it, it's going to be usur. Meaning that if nobody else acquired it, it's going to be usur as well. So we say, no, haki karmi, you have to add in, like Rashi, it's funny, Rashi actually says, this is as if it's a chasurin mechzur, it's as if there's missing words, and we have to fit those missing words into the braisa. This is what the Bryson means to say. Even though you didn't bother to take possession of it while it was still Erev Shabbos, but rather you waited until it was dark, and you figured, oh, let me wait till it's dark, because once it's dark and nobody is usher, because there's no second person over here, it'll be mutter. So I figured that way I'll make it mutter for the rest of Shabbos without making any efforts whatsoever. So I did not make the acquisition Erev Shabbos, but rather I waited till it was dark, till it was Shabbos. Kivon, so the Gemara says this is the Chiddush. Kivon da havalei lahachzik mi ba'oid yoim, oser. Since he had the ability to take it Erev Shabbos, and there was a potential that someone else could own the property Erev Shabbos, and then you have two people that are in the same property without an Erev, so it's going to be Asur, even if you wait till, and that's what the Afalpi is, even if you wait to make the Kinyan till Shabbos, until the middle of Shabbos, it's still going to be Asur, because you should have taken care of it Erev Shabbos. Okay. Now, just to finish off the second half of the Brisa, it says Mishach HaShecha. Now, if you wait, if the person only died once Shabbos started, once it got dark, even if nobody acquires it, it doesn't offer. Now, that doesn't make any sense. It sounds like if nobody else acquired it, so then it's not offer. That makes sense. Oh, so that sounds for sure. This is the problem. The problem is the inference. It sounds like if somebody else did acquire it, it's still not Asr. Adarabah, so we don't understand. Adarabah, Hichzik also. If somebody else came into possession of the property, then now you have a classic problem of two people owning possession in one property and you don't have an Erev. So why isn't it Asr? Why does the Brisa say that it's not Asr? Amarav Papa, Amos, so rather what you have to read this Brisa is, Afal Pisha Hichzik, even though he did acquire it on Shabbos, it's not going to be a problem. Why? Because we're going to say that since the beginning of Shabbos started Beheter, even if somebody else came into possession in the middle of Shabbos, it's still going to be Mutter. So the Gemara says, but again, we got to get the right words here. The Brisa says, even though nobody was Machzik, it's still not going to be Asur. So we, and again, that's a problem. If nobody was Machzik, so then, well, if nobody was machzik itself, that's not a problem. The problem is if somebody comes into possession, it's going to become asur. So hachi ka'omer, so rather, again, we have to add in a couple extra words. Afal pisha hechshik mishach hashecha. What we mean to say is, even though he did take possession once it became dark, meaning he only died after Shabbos started, kiven deloy havelei lahachzik miboy joim eino oiser. Since he had no potential of acquiring the property before Shabbos, and therefore no potential of making an Erev Shabbos, it's not going to Asur again, because if Shabbos started while it was Mutter, it doesn't matter that it became Asur in the middle of Shabbos, because we're going to allow the rest of Shabbos to continue to be Mutter. In any event, let's get back to our original Shaila. This is all a Brisa and explaining the Brisa. Yeah, anybody could do it. The determination, it depends on whether the ger died before Shabbos or during Shabbos. If he died before Shabbos, that means potentially anybody could have taken possession of the property. If he died on Shabbos, that means potentially Erev Shabbos, nobody could have taken possession of the property. It depends on when the ger died. Ketani miyos. So going back into the Brisa now, let's learn, how does that fit with our question? Ketani miyos, Reisha, Oiser. We see in the Reisha that if somebody did take possession Erev Shabbos, and they're a Yairish, so we see that it offers. So, Amai Oiser, Nivato. According to the logic, this is going back to the Gemara that we did last week, according to the logic that anybody's able to be Mevatel even on Shabbos, and the question was whether a Yairish is able to be Mevatel also, so let the person who takes possession of the Ger's property be considered like a Yairish, he's a newcomer, let him be able to be Mevatel. So we see by the fact that the Brisa says it's Asur is a Raya that a Yairish cannot be Mevatel if he comes into possession on Erev Shabbos, because he is not, as Rashi says, a continuation of the previous owner. So he never had the ability to make an Erev Shabbos. And we had this svara before in Daf Tanach Zayin, that if somebody, the right to be Mevatel Yerushus on Shabbos is contingent on the fact that you had once upon a time the ability to make the Erev, and you missed your chance to make the Erev, so we say, you know what, we don't want to make people Asur, we want to allow an Erev, so if you want, you can go ahead and do a Bittul. But as a Yairish, you never had that ability to make the Erev Shabbos, so Bittul for you is a new concept, and we're not going to allow that to start on Shabbos. At least that's this point in the Gemara. So the Gemara says, nope, you got it all wrong. It's true, my Asur. What did the Brisa mean when it said that it's Asur? I agree that it is Asur, Diktani, but what does it mean? Ad Shivato. It's very simple. Anachanami, you still have the right to be Mevatel. But the point is, until you're Mevatel, the fact that you became a new party on Shabbos makes you Asur. Now, the Chiddush of that is that even though it was Mutter for a point, for some period of time during Shabbos, you would think, oh, so let's let it continue. No, since there's a newcomer here into the property on Shabbos, that makes it Asur. But you're still, according to the way the Gemara is coming out right now, you would be able to be Mevatel when the time comes. She says, no, a whole new teretz. It's only this Mishnah that says that it's also is only going according to Beis Shammai. The Amar Ein Bittul Rishus B'Shabbos. This is Beis Shammai's general shita that holds you can never be mevatel on Shabbos. Until now, all these discussions that we've been discussing, whether or not you're able to do Bittul, was only according to Beis Hillel. But according to Beis Shammai, it's never mutted. It's not, because we learned in the Mishnah, we learned this already. Name is Hainoyitzim Rishus. When does a person give his Rishus to make a Bittul in an Erev? Beis Shammai Yomir Mivoy Joim. It has to be taken care of Erev Shabbos. You can't do Bittul on Shabbos. Beis Hillel says, no, it can even be done. It's just a bittul anyway. It could be done after Shabbos starts. Now, this is very interesting because the next line in the Gemara is going to answer a lot of questions that we had on previous sugyas. So, Amar Ula, my time of the Beis Hillel. Why? What is the logic of Beis Hillel that allows you to do bittul on Shabbos? It's no different. So Ula says it's no different than the logic of Klach Eitzel Yafes. This is an expression that the Gemara uses when normally a person has halacha that you're only allowed to take tshuma from your own food. However, you can appoint a shliach. In fact, the sugya of shlichus is learned out of a sugya of tshuma. In any event, at least according to one tariff in the Gemara. So in any event, if you go ahead and you find somebody who took tshuma out of your payres, and the question is whether or not he was your shliach. So if you walk over to him and you say, klach eitzel yafes, you should have taken better ones. And the Gemara determines that if in fact there were better ones, what you're saying to him is, thank you very much for taking my truma. You are now retroactively my shliach, and the truma works, but I would have preferred if you had done it from better stock. However, if there were no better ones, then we say, you know what, what did you do? You took my best stuff, I'm not interested, so it's not a good shliachus. In any event, so we see that there's a concept when you understand when there's an understanding between the parties that's what you wanted, you really prefer to do it in a heter. So just like by truma you're able to say klach eitzel yafes, you could be my shliach, so too by erev you can also he can be like your shliach. So therefore the bittul is going to work because you really retroactively see that's what he meant to do erev Shabbos. Amar Abaya says meis nachri b'Shabbos my klach eitzel yafes ikka. It's not a din of shlichus. What are you talking? If he died on Shabbos, I understand if he died Erev Shabbos and you took the possession Erev Shabbos, you could have done it right. So you say, you know what, you shouldn't have waited till on Shabbos, you should have done it Erev Shabbos. Okay, retroactively, I meant it should happen Erev Shabbos. But now that it happened, if the ger only died on Shabbos, that means there was never an opportunity to do it correctly. See, what's this lashon of you should have done it correctly? What do you mean? The potential of doing it correctly didn't exist. So why should it be mutter? So Abaya has a problem with that svara. Elo hacha b'hakam iflegis. Rather, that can't be what they're basing their svara on. The Beis Shammai savri bittul rishus mikne rishusa. Beis Shammai says when a person does bittul, what they're actually doing is an acquisition. They are selling their property ki'ilu b'tayrus hefker, but they're selling their property to their neighbors. And we all know that mitzvah rabbanon, you're not allowed to do mekach u'memkar on Shabbos, so it's going to be usher to give the other parties the rishus on Shabbos. So Beis Hillel savri is to luke rishusay ba'almahu. When you're doing a bittul, you're not actually giving anything. What you're doing is you're just removing yourself from the rishus. It's to luke rishusay b'Shabbos Shabbos dami, and that's perfectly mutter. You're just removing yourself. You're not giving it to anybody. And once you're out of the picture, what was the whole problem? The problem was that you had two people living in the property at the same time, and they didn't have an eriv. Now it's not a problem anymore because you only have one person because one of them removed himself from the picture. So basically the way hefker works, or the way bittul rather works, is that you're not actually giving your property to anybody, but rather you're removing yourself from the rights to that property. But just an interesting aside, the Pri Chadash says based on that you're able to do bittul on chametz on Shabbos also. So if it's Pesach or Erev Pesach comes out on Shabbos and you forgot to do your bittul, you could do the bittul on Shabbos because you're not actually making a kinyan, you're not being maskerit. The Pri Chadash says you're just removing yourself from your rights to that chametz, and that's going to be mutter. No, it's not valid. The midrabbanan we ask for making a kinyan on Shabbos. So therefore, the Pri Chadash says that it applies it to bittul chametz as well. Okay, moving along. The Mishnah says, "Bal habayis shahaya shutef l'shcheinu." Let me just go back for one second. So the machlokes Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, whether or not it can be done erev Shabbos or it can even be done on Shabbos, depends on whether or not you're making a kinyan, which doesn't work on Shabbos, or you're just removing yourself. So Beis Hillel says you're removing yourself, so we'll allow it to happen on Shabbos as well, because there's nothing usher involved. Beis Shammai says no, you're actually giving your property to the other people, and that's not allowed to be done on Shabbos. So Meila Beis Shammai does not allow you to do a bittul on Shabbos. But as you'll see throughout the rest of the Masechta, we follow Beis Hillel exclusively, and we allow a bittul on Shabbos. Okay, now back to the Mishnah over here. So you have a guy who's, this is talking about a shittuf mavois. Whenever we talk about a shittuf, we're talking about a mavoi, not a chotzer. So he has a shutfis, but here we're talking about he has a regular real partnership with other people who happen to live in the same mavoi or chotzer with him. So, and he has the partnership with one of them, with, let's say there are three guys in the chatzah, one of them he has the partnership with using wine, and also the other guy also, he has wine. Einoi, Tzrichim, La'arev, they don't have to make an Erev because they became Shutzvim, they joined themselves up as real Shutzvim, so it works for the Erev also. However, L'zeh B'yayin and L'zeh B'shemen, with one wine and one oil, so they're two different facts, two different materials, so they cannot be combined. Tzrichim, La'arev, they have to be combined, they need to make another Erev because all three of them aren't really combined as real partners. Reb Shimon Omer, Echazeh, Echazeh, Einoi, Tzrichim, La'arev, Reb Shimon says, no, even wine and oil, you don't need to make a separate Erev because they are all partners. They join themselves together, as we'll see in the Gemara, why according to Reb Shimon that works, even though the wine and the oil really are not mixed together. In any event, so we say in the first case that if you both have wine, it's not going to be a problem. So Amarav, Kli Echad, the case is, the reason why they don't need to make an Erev is because all the wine is really mixed into one Kli, so there really is something that joins them and combines them together. So Amar Rava Dekanami, our Mishnah also is Maduyik like that. Diktani L'zeh B'yayin L'zeh B'shemen. If one has wine and one has oil, Tzrichim La'arev. And in that case, they do have to make a separate Erev. So Iyam Rav Ishlai Mereisha B'kli Echad V'seifa B'shnei Kelim Shapir. If the first case is with one Kelim and the second case is two Kelim, that's exactly the difference. Because at this point in the Gemara, we don't care whether it's oil and wine. That's not the point. The point is whether or not there's something that joins these people together. So then we understand the distinction and why it's mutter one Kli versus two Kli. Kelim. Ela Iyam Reisha B'shnei Kelim V'seifa B'shnei Kelim. If both of them are two separate Kelim, Mali Yayin V'yayin, Mali Yayin V'shemen. What difference does it make what the materials are? There's nothing really joining them together. So therefore, according to Rava, we say, no, we see that the key here is whether or not it's in one kli that joins them really together, or it's in two kelim. So Amar Abaya, Yain v'Yain Roi La'arav, Yain v'Shemen Ein Roi La'arav. Abaya says, no, you don't have a raya from our Mishnah, because when you both have wine, then you could join them together, whereas with oil and wine, you can't even join them together if you want to, and that is a distinction, a separation that keeps them apart, and therefore they cannot be deemed to be considered one Eder. Now, Rashi points out, if you remember from the sugya on Daf Mem Tes, that the Gemara says that you always have to put the Erev together. If it's in two kelim, it's not a good Erev. Over there it says, here we're saying that if it's in two kelim, it's not a good Erev. But over there on Mem Tes, it said even in two kelim, it's going to be okay. So Rashi points out that over there was talking about that really they were collecting it together, and then there was just too much, and it didn't fit into one kelim. So we allowed you to use it in a second kelim, but that still joins it, because really, Ba'atzim, they're trying to do it as one. Whereas over here, they didn't collect the wine together as an Erev. Over here, they ended up just being partners, generally speaking. So then you have to literally be in the same Kli in order for it to work. Okay, moving along. The next line of the Mishnah was, even if they're one's oil and one's wine, they don't have to make a separate Erev. Even if one's wine and one's oil, it still works. The case is that you have one guy who lives in the middle, and you have a chatzar on either side of him, and one of them he joins with wine, and one of them he joins with oil, and he doesn't really intend for the outside guys, the guy on his left and the guy on his right, aren't really intended to be one Erev, but rather the chiddush is that a person is able to make two Eruvin at the same time. I can do one Erev with my left and one Erev with my right. Rav Shimon Lataimei, and Rav Shimon, following his reason, we learned this before. The time Amar Rav Shimon said, "Lamad Afar Daima, what's it compared to? L'shloshah chaterus apsucha zu lezu." That if you have three chaterus that are open in between, in the middle, between to each other, psucha is the rishus harab, and they're also open to the rishus harab, meaning they have separate entrances. Irvu v'shtayim achitzaynis imhayim tzayis. If the two outside guys each separately make an Erev with the middle guy, he mutarati mahin, he is mutter with each one of them on his side, the he mutarati ma, and each one of them is separately mutter with the guy in the middle, and the two outside guys, one on my left and the one on my right, are not going to be able to carry Kalim. The chiddush is that we're not chayshish that the guy all the way to my left is going to end up taking his keli all the way to the guy on my right. So, rather, Rav Shimon's shita is that we can have two separate eruvin, and as long as you keep your kelim in the reshuyos that they're allowed to go to. So that is that's Rabba's teretz. Amalei Abaya. Abaya says, "Mi dami hasam ketani shteim achisanes asurois hachak ketani ain tzrichim ma'ariv kol." Abaya says, according to the first shot in Rashi, that over here it says that it's mutter. Over here in our Mishnah, Rav Shimon says you don't need to make an eruv at all, which sounds like it's completely mutter. But if you look at what Rav Shimon actually said in the Braisa over there, when we're talking about the setup, the arrangement of three chatzeres, one after the other, he says the two outside guys are usher. And here our Mishnah implies that everybody is going to be mutter. So that doesn't sound like it makes sense. So my aim three from the arev, shcheinim bahadi adodi, bahadodi. So he's saying, so Abaya says, what does it mean that they don't need to make an eruv? Is talking about that if they made a shutuf mevoiz, then the two guys in either chatzar don't have to make a separate connection between them. In other words, usually what a shutuf mevoiz does is it allows you to carry from your kalim from your chatzar into the eruv, into the mavoiz. But it doesn't necessarily allow you to carry your kalim into the mavli and then from the mavli into someone else's chatzar. That's usually not what's mutter. So Abaya is saying that's Reb Shimon's chiddush over here, that if I went ahead and I made a shittus mavoiz that I can carry from my chatzar into the mavli, and then also I don't have to separately make a new eriv with the other chatzar, I can carry from the mavli into the chatzar. But if I want to carry directly from my chatzar into his chatzar, I would in fact have to make a separate eriv. So even Reb Shimon would be moided to that. That's the way Rabba learned. Comes along Reb Yosef on the top of Amud Beis. Reb Yosef Amar, Reb Shimon, Rabbanan b'plugta. What? No, that's Rabba's pshat. Amalei Abaya. Excuse me, you're right. The first, this is Abaya, right? That was Abaya's pshat. Reb Yosef Amar, Reb Shimon, Rabbanan b'plugta. The Reb Yochanan ben Uri, Rabbanan k'miflugi. They argue about what Reb Shimon and Reb Yochanan ben Uri and the Rabbanan argue about. In other words, whether or not yayin and oil are considered one, can be mitzarif or not. It's not. We learned in the Mishnah. Shemim shesaf al gabe yayin. This happens to be also talking about truma, but a different topic. This is talking about hilchos tuma. That the question is, we all know that if you have a barrel of wine and a tamei person touches the top of the barrel, the entire barrel becomes, all the wine in the barrel becomes tamei. So now the question is, what about if I have wine and oil mixed in one barrel? Now, of course, we know that they don't literally mix. The oil will rise to the top and the yayin will fall to the bottom. And a tamei person touches the oil on the top. The question is, does that make the wine on the bottom also tamei? And that's the machlekes. It's not. Shemen shetzaf al gabe yayin. If you have oil that's floating on top of wine, benogat tful yayin b'shemen, and the someone who's a tful yayin, meaning he's tamei for the day, touches the oil only. Loi posel el shemen b'lvad. According to the rabbanon, you only made the oil tamei, not the oil, not the wine. By the way, use lashon posel means he makes it so tamei that it itself is tamei. It does not make anything else tamei. Rav Yochanan ben Uri yomar shneim chiburin zelazeh. They're both joined together. So it comes out rabbanon ki rabbanon. The rabbanon that say that the oil and wine are separate. So too by the eruv also the oil and the wine are separate. So they're not joined together. Rav Shimon that says they are joined together holds like Rav Shimon, Rav Yochanan ben Uri that the wine and the oil are considered like one, and therefore the eruv will work as one as well. What? Tanya Rav. That's the question. Tanya Rebeloza ben Tzidai Omer Echadze Tzrichin La'arev Va'afilu Lezebi Yain Lezebi. No, sorry. This is a new Brisa. We have a Brisa that says Rebeloza ben Tzidai. This is a new Shita that we did not see in the Mishnah. The Shitas in the Mishnah we saw with wine, it was no problem. Oil and wine were a problem. Now comes along Rebeloza ben Tzidai and says Echadze Ve'echadze Tzrichin La'arev. Even wine, even two barrels of wine also does not combine, or they both with wine, that does not combine together to make an eruv. So the Gemara asks, "Afilu lezebi yain lezebi yain." Even if they're both wine, I don't understand why should there be a problem? Let them join with the wine. Amar Rabba zeba belugenu b'shafach v'zeba belugenu b'shafach kulei amalei pligi to have eruv. Now, what does it mean that they both have wine? If the case was there's a barrel sitting in the middle, and each person came and brought a half, you know, let's say you have a gallon bottle in the middle, and each came with a half a gallon, and they poured their half a gallon into the middle gallon. So then everybody agrees that that definitely is an eruv because they join together. That's the whole point. That's how you make a shutzis. Everybody brings everybody brings their materials and joins into a shutfit. So that for sure works for an Erev. Ki pligi, kigoin shaloku chavis shal yayin b'shutfit. The case is that they went ahead and they both gave $5, and together they bought it for $10. They bought the barrel together. That's where there's a machlokes. Rav Elozer ben Tadoi savar ein breira. Rav Elozer ben Tadoi says that there's no breira. Now this is not your typical breira or ein breira. That means that it's as if you're trying to make a shutef with money, and we learned that shutef with money doesn't work. You have to use food, and therefore it's not a good eruv. Rabbanan savri yesh breira, and the Rabbanan hold no, there is breira. It's as if they each know what their food is, even though right now it's all in one barrel, but they know what that they have a portion of the food and it's mixed together. So therefore, it's going to work as an eruv. That's how Rabba answers. Rav Yosef Amar, Rav Yosef gives a different answer. Rav Elozer ben Tadoi, Rabbanan b'tzaymchin al shituf b'mokim eruv kamiflugi. They argue whether or not you have to make a separate eruv chatzeros when you already made a shituf mavois. Normally, what happens is you have a chaser, and each individual chaser makes their own eruv, and then they say, you know what? We're all part of the same mavli anyway, so why don't we join as an eruv? Excuse me. Why don't we join as a shituf mavois? Here the case was they skipped the whole Erev Chatzeres part and they went directly to the Mavli and they made a Shituf Mavois and never bothered to make an Erev in the Chatzer. And that's what they argue, whether or not that the Shituf and the Mavois would automatically work as an Erev Chatzeres as well. Whether or not you will rely on the Shituf Mavois for the sake of the Erev Chatzeres as well. Amar Rav Yosef Mina Amina Law. How do I know that that's what they argue about? The Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Rav Halacha Kireb Meir. He passes like Reb Meir, which by the way says the Feirish that you're not allowed, just because you made a shittif mavois doesn't necessarily work as a Erev Chatzeres as well. The Amar Rav Bruno Amar Rav Halacha Kireb Elozer Ben Tadoi, and he also passes like Reb Elozer Ben Tadoi that says that if two people have a separate combination, even with wine, it doesn't work. So that sounds like, also again, just because you have a sheet of mavois, it doesn't work for the Erev Chatzeres. So my lab, mishum dechad taimahu. The reason why Paschim's like these two sheetas is they're both the same thing. They're both the same svara, that just because you have a sheet of mavois, it doesn't work for the Chatzer. Amar la baya, v'chad taimahu, tarti hilchus olomali. He says, well, if that's your reasoning, your logic is exactly backwards. Because if you're paskening the same thing twice, what's the point of paskening it twice? Just paskening like Reb Meir, and it'll be clear that if I hold that it doesn't work by a sheet of my voice, doesn't work for an Erev, what do I need the Erev for in the Chatzer? So I paskened like Reb Meir already that it doesn't work, so what do I need to pasken like Reb Elozer ben Tadoi for? What's the point? I already paskened that sheet of. So Hakamash Malon, so the Chiddush is, so the Gemara says no. You really do have to pass them like both, and for a very interesting reason. Hakamash Malon, this teaches us the loy avdin and kontrei chumri be'erivin. Generally speaking, by erivin we try to be makel. So if there's one shita that in order for his chumra to work, you need to do two chumras, you need to say that first of all you can't use wine, and second of all you can't use wine doesn't work for you can't use wine for a mavoi, and also you can't make a sheet of mavois and count the Erev Chatzeres also. So that's two chumras. So the reason why we have to paskin like two sheetas that are basically saying the same thing is to show you we're not paskin like one mandiyama that has two chumras, but rather there's one sheeta that has this chumra and another sheeta that has the other chumra, and now that's the reason why I paskin the two chumras. But of course, to have one mandiyama that would require two chumras in one sheeta, we would never hold like that both chumras, we would never hold to that double whammy, and we would say that it's going to be mutter. So this is a general rule in Erevin that we don't look for two chumras, and here there are two chumras. Again, what are the two chumras? The two chumras are, one is whether or not you're allowed to use yayin at all for shitas mavois, as we're about to see later in the Gemara, because the Gemara is going to assume that you have to use pas, you're allowed to use bread, and wine is not bread. And the other shita is that even if you are allowed to use wine, does making the shitas and the mavoi work for the eruv? That's the second chumra, right? The first chumra is whether or not I'm allowed to use wine at all. And even if I am allowed to use wine, does wine in the mavoi work for the eruv in the chatzer? Okay, those are two chumras. So if it was one shita, if I was all based on Rav Meir shita, I would never take both chumras. I'd say either take one or the other. But to say that because it's wine in the mavoi, therefore nothing works, that's too many chumras, that doesn't work. But now that we say that one's Reb Elozer's shita, Reb Elozer's Tzedoyah's shita, that a shita of Mavois never works, and we have Reb Meir's shita that Yayin never works. So then, okay, so now we have two separate shitas, and we can say one chumrah from each is acceptable. Now, what is my Reb Meir or my Rabbanon? Where do we see this Reb Meir shita? The Snan, Tatani, we learned in the Brisa, Ma'arvin b'chateris b'pas. You're allowed to use, for Erev Chatzeris, to use pas. Now, the logic over here is very important. Machlokes Rashi. The Rashi says that the logic is that I am where my bread is. Now, a person, usually, right, if I need to eat, so I need to, if my food is in a certain house, that's where I am. But if my wine is in a certain house, no, I'm not, just because my wine is there, a person doesn't live off wine. So ma'arvin b'chatzeris b'pas. You're allowed to use bread. The imrotu la'arv b'yayin ain ma'arvin. And if you want to use wine, it doesn't work. Now mishnatzim b'movu b'yayin, you're allowed to use. But however, by a sheet of mavois, you can even use wine, because by a mavoi, the purpose over here is not to have a dira. The purpose of a sheet of mavois is just to say that we are shutfim, that there's a combination, a connection between us. It's not to say that we are one person. So therefore, wine will work. Again, by chaser, the point is that we're all one rishus. We're all living in one house. So I need bread because I only am where my bread is. But by a mavoi, the logic over here is to make a shutfus. So shutfus can be with anything. So therefore, even with wine, it's going to work. And Rameir continues and says that if I want to make an eriv, a shituf with pas, that also works. Ma'arvin b'chatzeiros u'mishnatzim b'movoi, and Rameir specifically says, but I have to make a separate eruv in my chatzur, and then separately make a shutuf mavoi. Shalalishkach teres eruv minatinoikis. Because otherwise, if I just make the shutuf mavoi, people will forget there's a concept of eruv in a chatzur. Shiyayim ravoi seno lo yirvu. Because we're afraid that if you only make the shutuf mavois, the kids will say, oh, I see, my father never made an Erev Chatzeris. So we see there's no such thing as Erev Chatzeris. So Mamela, according to Reb Meir, we require, now this is clearly a chumrah, we require that they make a Erev Chatzeris and also a shutuf mavois. So that's Reb Meir's shita. Chachamim Oimrim, Oim Arvin, Oim Mishtatzin. Reb Meir says, no, excuse me, the Rabbanan said you can do either one. You can either make an Erev Chatzeris, which of course works, and or you can make an Erev, you could make a sheet of Mavois, and once you have a sheet of Mavois, that really combines everything within the Mavi, including the Chatzeris, including the Batim, and everything works. So you don't, according to the Rabbanan, you can only make, you can go ahead and use the sheet of Mavois as the Chatzer. So we'll do one more line in the Mottah. Pligi Ba, Rav Nechumi, we'll go over this next week also. Pligi Ba, Rav Nechumi v'Rabba. Now, what exactly is the machlokes between Reb Meir and the Rabbanon, whether or not you could use pas or yayin? What's their point? So, pligi ba Reb Nechumi the Rabbah, chad amar bepas to kulei amaloi pligi de bechadasagi. Everybody really agrees that if you use bread, as we explained, an eriv needs bread. A shituf can even use wine. So everybody agrees that if you made your shituf mevois with pas, so that works for both the shituf. In the mobile, because no problem, you could use anything, and it also works for the chotzer, because you need to use pas for the chotzer, so it works for both. So everybody agrees if you use pas, it works for everything. The b'chad asagi, ki pligi b'yayin. The machlokes is, if I went ahead and I made a shittuf mavois with wine, do we say, Rashi says, that once I'm saying that normally I can't make a erev chatzeris with wine, I agree, but once I'm already using the wine for shittuf, so it already works for one thing, so we say, you know what, that combines everything, it can even work for the chotzer. Again, to initially use wine, everybody would agree that doesn't work. But once I'm already using the wine and it does work for the mavoi, so we say, okay, let the chatzer fall into place as well. That, of course, is Rabbanan Shita. Rav Meir disagrees, and Rav Meir says, no, wine works for the mavoi, it doesn't work for the chatzer. That's one way to look at it. V'chad Omar, just to finish off the last line, V'chad Omar b'yayin d'kulei amaloi pligi to be eaten tarti. And the other shita is, this was Machlekes Rav Nechumi and Rabba, that with wine, everybody agrees, if you use the shita of Mavois, the yayin, you definitely need to use a separate, you have to make a separate eriv for the chatzer, because wine does not work in a chatzer. Ki pligi b'pas, the Machlekes Kufa is, but when you're using bread, whether or not that works, if I'm already using the eriv in the mavoi, so we say, you know what, it works for the mavoi, it could work for the chatzer as well. So therefore, that, and that's the machlokes Reb Meir and the Rabbanan. The Rabbanan say, since the pas works In the Mavli, it should also work for the Chatzar as well, and the Rabbanim disagree, and they say just because it works for the Mavli doesn't mean that it necessarily works for the Chatzar. All right, we'll go over this last point next week, and we'll pick up from here.